Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio. Hey, look, we've got tons of guests in here. We've got a lot to talk about. Steve James, founder of Kenya Relief, is here as co-host again this week, along with first guest, as always, Brother Bobby Hill from New Life Church.
Hey,
brother.
Yeah, fantastic.
How are you doing, Steve?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. I'm here with two really great people. I know Bobby a long time.
Yeah. From way back.
This is good. Good for me.
good times. Bobby, if you'll go ahead and get us started in prayer.
Yes. Father God, you are so wonderful. We thank you so much that you love us and you've expressed that through Jesus Christ. And you've blessed us in ways that we can't yet understand. And it is a trying of our faith to comprehend the truth of the gospel and your eternal purpose realized only in Jesus Christ. But we're asking you to open our hearts and our minds to see further and understand more, that we may further shine as bright lights in this world. That everywhere we go, every opportunity that comes, that we'll show forth your glory in all things. In Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
So look, we'll just quickly say that we're keeping everybody in prayer with this crazy Hurricane Irma has already destroyed several islands. And it's horrific. I mean, I'm sure the lives are lost, complete devastation on these islands. And probably hitting Cuba, going to Florida. Supposedly going straight up the East Coast and then hitting Savannah, Georgia on its next path. So crazy. Jose is back behind it. You know, that is kind of Mexican, so I don't know if Donald Trump's going to let Jose in or not, but, you know, we'll see. Look, that was a good one. You know it was. Thank you. I'll be here all week. So, you know, and in the Gulf of Mexico, a little bit south, there's another one there that's actually going to hit Mexico, they're saying. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So it's affecting so many people. You know,
it is.
That thing is 568 miles wide.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's like from here to Dallas, Texas.
That's unbelievable. I see that they were saying that it would cover the entire state of Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah, it would be covered. You couldn't even see it.
That's insane.
Yeah. And, of course, that's affecting so many people everywhere. But our friends in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, you know, we're concerned about them from flooding because,
right.
You know, the way that city is, it's kind of a basin,
right,
with mountains all around, and so flooding is an issue.
Wow.
The hurricane itself, you know, it won't, the force of the winds won't bother them, but the rain.
Unbelievable.
And so a lot of people we know over there.
So we'll keep everybody in prayer there.
Yeah.
So now we can talk about repentance because we all need it, don't we? Or am I just talking about Big D?
That's a good point. You know, it's one of the most recent discussions we've been having, and repentance. John the Baptist came, you know, before Jesus was revealed as the Messiah who he was. He came saying, repent, you know, and he was setting up people to be ready for Jesus to come, and he was saying to repent. And then Jesus came saying to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So John was preaching repentance to be ready for Jesus to come. And then Jesus was, when he started preaching, he was preaching repentance in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then we find also in Acts that Paul and others, Peter, different ones, talked about and wrote about repentance. And so the one thing I think we can get from that, it seems to me that repentance is absolutely necessary to be a Christian and to enter into a relationship with God and the kingdom of heaven, whatever all that is. That repentance is it's not an optional thing. It is a definite thing. So, you know, thinking of it in those terms of the importance of it, I think that it would be good if we knew what that was.
Right.
Don't you think? It's something so important. We need to know what that is. But, you know, you ask people a lot of times, what does repentance mean? And they don't know, really. I mean, they're different.
I guess what I get from it, Bobby, is, you know, to repent of your sins is to ask for forgiveness and never do it again.
Well, see, and I bet we could pass a notebook around.
Well, and everybody has a different opinion.
In this studio right here, and everybody would probably say something different.
Right.
And that can't be right because if something so significant, so important, to the this aspect of Christianity, it has to mean one thing. I mean, you know, God's not creating mass confusion among the body of
exactly.
Christ, so nobody knows, like, okay, we don't know what that means,
right.
You know, so let's just everybody guess what that means, and whatever it means to you, well,
right.
That's, you know, I mean, that's our cultural.
Exactly.
Truth. And so it has to mean what God says it means, and so I've just been pondering over all that. So, you know, I was going to say not to set anybody up, but if anybody wanted to say what they thought repentance was.
I don't mind being set up.
I have a question.
Okay.
I had sort of a Paul on the road to Damascus experience mm-hmm. when I became a Christian. So it was really, I was really driven to repent or to turn from my ways and follow a new way. But what happened? What do mm-hmm. you think about the person who is committed Christian who commits sin or does something grievous. How does that affect repentance? Or what does that mean?
Well, that's an excellent question. And what you just said, the way I see repentance, there's basically two different mindsets for repentance. And there's an old covenant mindset and a new covenant mindset. I believe that they are so far apart that they're just different. Sometimes there's old covenant things that you kind of still understand in the new covenant, but I think repentance is one of those things that took a different direction somewhat. And a lot of people that I talk to and interact with, and a lot of the preaching and teaching I've heard in my lifetime, to me, has been old covenant repentance. And so part of what you're saying, the answer to that's down the road here for me, but talking about old covenant repentance, that does mean to turn away from. The old covenant word, the Hebrew word for repentance meant to turn away from. And there was remorse and sorrowfulness that went with that, regret and confession and, you know, all those things went with that. And I believe that was very specific in pointing to what was coming. Pointing to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And so all the rituals and the sacrifices and all that stuff, the repentance and all that pointed to what was coming. And so when Jesus came and established the new covenant, then so many things were new and meant new things. So the Greek word in the New Testament for repent means to think differently. I mean, that is the right. specific definition for to repent. When Jesus said it, he said, think differently to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So I think what you're saying is the answer to that. And as well as becoming a Christian and as well as a Christian who has sinned, I think the answer is the same. And I think what John the Baptist was saying, there's a guy coming that's so crazy, so radical, so different that if you're going to get him, you're going to have to think differently. You can't be thinking in your old ways. And I think Jesus was saying the kingdom of heaven is coming, and it's so different. It's so different than the kingdom of the world. In order to enter into that, to understand that, to accept that, to be part of that, you're going to have to think differently. And so it is a thinking differently about our sins and about ourself, but I think as much as anything else is thinking differently about God. Because under an old covenant cup of ice, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't be sorry for our sins. I think we should have a sorrowfulness for our sins, but I just don't think that's what leads us to salvation. I think acknowledging what Jesus has done, that he has already paid the price for the sins. He's already extended forgiveness. So when I ask God to forgive me, it's not on the basis of, God, will you possibly find it in your wonderful heart to forgive me?
Right.
Now, he's already forgiven me.
Exactly.
So, in asking him forgiveness is, well, I think differently about God in a way that he's already forgiven me. And if I will believe that and accept Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, if I will think differently about that, then I become part of that.
Gotcha.
So, just bringing some maybe some New Covenant thinking to, because I hear people groveling with God. It's like they're so horrible, they're so terrible, they're the rot of the earth, you know. And it's like, oh well, God would never save me. He never, you know. It's
right,
like, no, you don't. You're not thinking right.
Right.
If God gave his son Jesus Christ, he loves you, okay?
Exactly.
No matter how bad you are, you can't do anything bad enough for God not to love you. It's not possible.
Right.
And he proved that when he sent Jesus Christ. So we need a different thinking process to say, God loves us. He's already proved it. We don't need anything else for him to prove he loves us. We just need to think differently about who he is and what he's done.
Very good point.
Rather than groveling with him like, can you find it? Or can I do enough can I do enough to get you to possibly just let me have a little cabin over in the woods? No. We don't have the right idea about this God thing, man. He's done much bigger things than that. And while he does care about our sin, I certainly don't want to condone sin on any level.
Right,
I don't want to sound that way. But I know they say when we preach grace at its best, it sounds like you're giving a license to sin, which is not true. But God is not as concerned about our sin as we think he is, I don't think. Because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin and unrighteousness, and his sacrifice once and for all covered every sin for all time for all people. So while God is concerned about it on a level of us acknowledging his son and what he's done, he's not looking at us like these old horrible people that we think he is. He's looking at us as people who are to be his children if we'll only believe and accept it.
Exactly.
So I just want to encourage folks out there listening to realize that sometimes it seems so complicated to get to God, and it's really not. It's really not.
Because everybody feels, I guess, not everybody, but a lot of people, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
And that's what they're thinking is.
Yes.
And especially in today's world and with the news media, what they throw down your throat, that's how they perceive things. And that's what they emit from them to people is for them to believe that they're not good enough. And Satan is there every single day to reaffirm that.
But let me just hit the other side of that. The truth is you're not good enough, and you never will be good enough, and you can't be good enough. Why? Because Jesus is good enough.
Exactly.
And when we believe in him, then we become good enough because of what Jesus has done.
Exactly right.
So if we will think differently about that and think, you know what, I'm not good enough. I'm never going to be. There's nothing I can do to change me. I mean, my high, strongest self-will is not very good. You know, my self-determination don't get me too far.
Right.
It gets me a little ways, but I always revert at some point. And so the strength I have is what I have in Christ. And so my strength is found in his strength of who he is and what he's done. So my goodness is found in who Jesus is. So when I'm good, it's because Jesus is good.
Exactly.
And I just keep going on. But, you know, Jesus himself, the guy walked up to Jesus and said, oh, good teacher, you know. And Jesus said, well, who are you calling good? And Jesus' response was, there's no one good but God. So the idea is that he was trying to give Jesus as a man, as a human being, this high status. And Jesus is like, well, wait a minute. God's the only one good. And that's how we have to see that. So it's not as human beings that we're worse than anybody else. No, we're in the same boat, man.
Right.
We're all in the same boat. You can't look over at your brother. Yeah, man, you look at him. Look, think about what he did. I'm getting in. He won't. No. We don't get in based on that.
Right.
And so we get in because Jesus is good. And understand that God is good, and we find our goodness in him is a new covenant way to think about.
Amen. That is so correct.
So.
Well, Bobby, thank you for coming in this evening. Let's talk about
it. I wish we could talk about something I was passionate about, but, you know.
You're passionate about everything. By the way, I love this song. About you,
man.
Steve. This is a great song. Wow. I actually used to listen to it very often. You know what? I could just sit here and praise God and listen to this song right here. I'm telling you. God is awesome, you know, and I'm just so thankful for him and his sacrifice. Very touching. Yeah. Yep. Melissa's on her game tonight, man. She's playing a great song right here.
Why would a good father make it difficult and complicated for his children to relate to him? Why would he do that?
Yeah.
He just wants us to come to him.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, we serve a mighty God, and he's here right now for you. For anybody out there that wants to accept him and change your life forever, have eternal life forever, now's the opportunity. Don't pass it up.
Think differently. You know, the one thing you can think differently about, friend, is God is good. God loves you. If you believe anything other than that, you need to think differently. God loves you.
Amen.
God bless you.
And every second, every moment that you're alive, you have that opportunity to accept him, to know that you have that eternal life from now on, and it never ends. The goodness never ends. Being able to praise him never ends. Just to see his glory in heaven, and to see the angels swarm him and praise him. And they sing probably thousands of different songs, but yet you can understand each and every one of them. To know it's such a mighty place. It's nothing compared to earth. It's its own majesty. And, you know, and there's no more tears. You know, there's no more sin. It's a place that you can stretch your arms out and throw your head back. You know, inhale the goodness of our Heavenly Father. It's just unbelievable. And I encourage each and every one of you that don't know our Heavenly Father, I encourage you now to open up your heart and to accept him as your Lord and Savior. It's just, right now is a great time. I know a lot of people will put it off, and one extra day of putting it off may be the wrong decision for you.
In the new covenant, God said, I'll be merciful toward your iniquities, and I'll remember your sins no more.
Amen.
And friend, that's the God that loves you.
Exactly.
He don't hold your sins against you anymore because Jesus paid for them. It'd be unjust to receive payment for the same thing twice.
Exactly.
This song reminds me of the life that's ahead of us after we leave this earth. And, you know, everybody loves somebody. And those of us who have lost people in our lives, this song makes me think that, you know, I'll be reunited with them someday.
Exactly.
Because of this truth that you're talking about.
That's absolutely right.
That's right. Well, thank you again, Bobby, for coming in.
Yeah, man.
We've got several guests coming up. Javon Daniels, Coleman Caring for Kids, will be up next. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, guys. Let's face it.
Melissa,
we all want to look
so
our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. we uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
To the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We have Steve James. He is here co-hosting again this week. And look, we might just have him to keep on coming back. He is such a joy to hang out with. Hey, bring some food next time. Big D might be hungry.
All right.
Javon Daniels, Coleman Caring for Kids. How are you, brother?
Big D, I am great and wonderful.
That's awesome. You were here a few months ago, and we yes. talked about different things, and if my mind can go back, maybe we were talking about the food bank.
We talked about the programs that we do, exactly. Cullman Care for Kids, food bank.
So give us an update how things are going in all the areas that you're covering right now.
Doing good. We're still serving over 550 families a month to the food bank. Doing over 1,000 individuals and those families.
Wow.
And we did 75 families Tuesday. We did 35 this morning while we were open. And we'll probably do 75 to 100 tomorrow.
So can you give us an update on what qualifies you to actually be able to come to the food bank? Is there some requirements? Or
the first time somebody comes to the food bank, if they've never been there before, all they have to have is a picture ID, and we will give them the same food that we give anybody else that comes in. The second time, they have to meet the requirements that we have. They have to have proof of address. They must live in Cullman County. They have to have proof of income because we use USDA guidelines. They have to have a Social Security card for everyone in the household and a picture ID for every adult in the household. Good. And if they have a vehicle, they must bring a tag receipt.
Okay. Now, how often can a family come to the food bank?
They can come any time during a calendar month. Okay. They can come the last day of this month and the first day of next month. But it must be it doesn't have to be a certain day.
Okay.
But they can come once each calendar month.
And to actually resupply the food bank, are you taking donations from anybody that wants to drop off goods?
Anybody that wants to drop off anything non-perishable, we can take processed frozen meat or vegetables. We're very, very fortunate to have an agreement with the USDA Food Bank in Huntsville. They got us with Publix and with Walmart South, and we pick up 5 days a week from both those stores, and it's different
wow.
things.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I tell you, it's how we stay open right now.
Is it really? So cash donations. If we Amen. Want to do a cash donation, tell us how to do it.
You can come by the office at 402 Arnold Street. We're right across, the parking lot is right across the street from Hospital Discount Pharmacy next to the Folsom Center. Or you can mail it to P.O. Box 698, Cullman, 35056. You can go to our website and make a donation through the website. But we just, you know, we'll take it. Somebody said, well, what if I just bring a can of beans? And I said, that's a can of beans I didn't have.
That's right. And all of this, of course, is tax deductible.
Yes. We will give you a receipt for either cash donations or food donations, and you can use it for your income tax.
So what else is going on besides the food bank?
Of course, you know we do two radio programs a week.
I know.
We're not going to get in this conflict thing now. Maybe we need to talk to the folks up here at 95.5. We do the Coleman County CASA, which stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, and we've been doing that now for, this is our ninth year. And we have about 12 active volunteers who have been through extensive training, very strict background checks, and they've been sworn by the juvenile court to be court officers on the cases that they are assigned to. And they're assigned to a case with children who are have been the victims of child abuse of some kind and are involved with DHR. And we become the voice for the child and the eyes and ears for the judge.
Right.
We do our own, our volunteers do their own independent investigations. When they complete that, then they do a written report for the judge. And in there, they must state what the child's wishes are, whether they're right, realistic or not. And they must make recommendations based on the facts that they found during that investigation.
Okay. Wow. That's...
I know
heavy stuff.
Yes, man. That's heavy on my heart just listening to it.
I tell you, you make good CASA volunteer.
Hey, you know, I think Danielle and I had actually talked about it last time. And we... So, yeah. So, why don't you talk with him? And because we're going to go on vacation next week, but let Danielle get with you and let us come up there and volunteer.
That would be awesome. We're going to have a class starting right after the first year.
Good. We're going to bring Steve James with us, by the way.
I'd love to have him.
Sorry,
him
Steve, I just recruited him.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to volunteer.
There you go.
I have a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been involved in food collections before,
right,
and sometimes, you know, you end up with a lot of beans and corn, you know. And so what is it? Can you name a few things that you think are particularly beneficial that a family needs for a balanced diet that you don't get?
Rice, beans, dried beans, cereal, peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Things that kids will eat, soup. Canned fruit, canned meat. If we have frozen meat, they get that. And if we don't, they get canned meat. But we try, according to the USDA, we are considered an emergency food bank. And we try to provide enough food for a family of three meals for 3 days.
Okay.
We can't, there's no way that we could provide enough
exactly
food for
exactly
a whole month.
But at least, you know, I'm sure there are some other organizations, Steve, and
Coleman, yes,
that does the same thing.
Yeah. And what about if can people just donate during business hours, or do you have a mechanism for them to, say, come after work or on the weekends and leave items?
We don't right now because we don't have a secure place, mm-hmm, for them to put it. I wish we could. Mm-hmm. We do. We're there. There's somebody in the office 5 days a week from 8 to 4:30. The food bank is open Monday, Tuesday, and Friday from 9 to 12 and 1 to 3, and then on Thursday morning from 9 to 12. So we're there 3.5 days a week, but there's always pretty much somebody there during
business hours.
Business hours.
Excellent. Anything else you want to discuss real quick before we bring our next guest in?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about, and to be honest with you, I forgot the flyer that I was supposed to bring tonight. But
you sound like me.
Well, you get my age. When Buffalo Wild Wings is doing a car show benefit on September 23rd, I think it's a $15 entrance fee.
Okay.
And it's cars, trucks, I guess bikes, whatever you want to bring, and the proceeds will come to Coleman Caring for Kids, and we'll use that to prevent child abuse and help feed hungry families.
Excellent. Excellent idea. We appreciate them helping us out, too.
And Merchants Bank is doing their annual golf classic at Terry Pines the 25th. It was scheduled for the first part of August, but because of rain, they had to change it. And we are one of the agencies that they give part of the proceeds to.
Excellent. Well, after the show or sometime, if you can get with Danielle and give her some of this information about this, and we'll stick it on our What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page and get the word out.
I told her I'd try to get it to her tomorrow.
All right. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, brother, for being in. We appreciate it. You're welcome here anytime.
Anytime you want to talk about something, it doesn't matter what it is. I can talk about it.
Next time, we'll
talk
about
I may not
Jesus.
Know what I'm talking about.
Next,
hey,
next time
I can
about
talk
Jesus.
About Jesus now.
Well, we'll have you in. We'll talk about Jesus again. We get fired up about that. Javon Daniels, Coleman for Caring for Kids, in with the Big D Radio Show. Appreciate you coming in. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born
providing sick. Coleman with a unique blend of music. Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey, guys. Let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Man, I love the Rolling Stones. I don't know about y'all. I get to listen to this all night. Jolanda Hudson with Good Samaritan Health Clinic. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, I am better than I deserve.
Good.
And that's always a good thing to say. So look, you're going to come hang out with us. We're going to talk about a few things. First, why don't we talk about the Good Samaritan Health Clinic and exactly what you do over there.
Okay, the Good Samaritan Health Clinic, we provide medical care to uninsured residents of Coleman County. We operate like a primary care clinic, and so we're able to provide our patients with their medications as well as refer them to specialists.
That's awesome. So let me ask you this. Is there a lot of uninsured people out there?
There are. You would be surprised how many are uninsured.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes. According to a study, there are about 12,000 people in Coleman County who are under 65 years old that are uninsured. So that's really one in five.
Wow. Can you believe that, Steve? That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. We're ranked 12th in the state. So it means there are only 11 counties that have a greater uninsured population than we do.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Well, why don't we talk about this Coleman for Karen third annual concert. That's going to be September 18th, Monday?
Yes, a week from Monday. It's our third annual Caring for Coleman concert benefiting the Good Samaritan Health Clinic. It's going to be a great evening of entertainment. We're going to be at Coleman High School Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6, and we have two award-winning groups that will be in the lineup. We're going to have Triumphant Quartet back for the third year, and then we're also added Bama Bluegrass to our lineup. So we're super excited. We know that this is going to be our best event yet.
All right, so now, are both of them kind of the gospel bluegrass, both bands maybe?
Triumphant Quartet is actually Southern Gospel. In fact, they are really award-winning. They are at the top of their charts. They have been voted fan-favorite gospel group for the past 8 years all of Southern Gospel.
Wow.
And it's really neat because their bass singer, Eric Bennett, has ties to Coleman. He and I actually graduated high school together a few years ago. And so he is still as humble and as fun as he used to be. And so he's always very willing to come back and give back to his community.
That is awesome.
And also this time we've added Bama Bluegrass. They are two married couples also here from Coleman. They actually reside in Coleman still, but they've been together for 17 years. And they've also been recently nominated for three Diamond Awards.
Wow.
So there's going to be a lot of great talent at Coleman High School on the 18th.
So look, Yolanda hangs out with all the famous people. What's up with that? and I'm over here with Steve James. Not that you're not famous. So look, admit one, $15 general admission, or you can do $25 artist meet and greet.
That is correct. You can get your tickets at any of our five ticket outlets now. But first, let me tell you a little about the artist meet and greet. That's if you want a little something extra. You can pay $10 more, and you'll get to enjoy some refreshments provided by Chick-fil-A. You'll get to visit and talk with all of the performers about 30 minutes before the concert begins.
Wow.
And then you're also given preferred seating during the concert.
That's awesome. And let me tell you something. For $25, that's cheap.
It is. A lot of people really
seriously,
enjoy that.
Have you ever been to a real concert and do a meet and greet? $1,000.
Yeah, $25 is a deal.
$25 is a great deal. And Chick-fil-A, too.
Exactly. But you want to get your tickets. You have to get your tickets in advance for the meet and greet because we do limit it to the first 50. First 50 people.
Okay. So we're talking about Good Samaritan Health Clinic, ticket outlets, Borden Family Supply, The Added Touch by Coleman Cabinet, The Added Touch 2, Clark Street Northeast, and Yates Chance Christian Bookstore in South Coleman Shopping Center.
That is correct.
Wow. So, and if you're unable to attend, you can still donate.
That is correct. If you're unable to attend but still would like to make a contribution, you may do so through our website at GoodSamaritanColeman.com or mail the check, drop it off, give us a phone call. But in addition, if you come to the concert, you will have an opportunity to learn more about the services provided at the clinic and then be given an opportunity to provide some additional funding during a love offering.
I got a question.
Okay. Yes.
I'm a healthcare provider, and I spend my life recruiting people to volunteer services and convince people that they have gifts that are very unique to them and that they should give back what God's given them so abundantly. So the Good Samaritan, I know that you have a staff, like a full-time staff, but you also use volunteers. Is that right?
That is correct. We have three trained medical professionals on staff. We have a certified registered nurse practitioner, a certified medical assistant, and then a pharmacy technician. But in addition to that, we are fortunate to have about five nursing volunteers that volunteer in some capacity. Some come directly into the clinic and help during the normal clinic days, but but many of them go out with me into the community to underserved areas, and we're able to provide health screenings to identify people that are at risk that may not be aware of that, because many times people without health insurance, they delay getting health care, and many times when they do, their condition has progressed. It's not as easily treated. So we try to take some limited screenings out into the community, and we're able to do that thanks to our volunteer nurses.
Well, I know you do good work, but my question is, do you need more help?
We can always use help. Mm-hmm. We won't turn anyone away. So if you're interested, you can also go to our website and print off our volunteer form, complete that, so we can get a little bit of information about you. All of our nursing volunteers, all of our medical professionals have to have a current license, mm-hmm. an up-to-date license. And so we always do a background check as well. Mm-hmm. But if you have an idea, if you're interested, if you're in the medical field and you want to give just a few hours every now and then, we encourage you to do so. We'd love to have you part of it.
So that's nurses, pharmacists, physicians?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. As I mentioned, we refer to specialists if we're mm-hmm. unable to take care of their needs directly in the clinic. And so if we have a specialist in Coleman that's interested, that's not currently a volunteer at the clinic, please let us know. We do have certain specialties that we'd like to have a physician for.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, thank you for the work that you do. We look forward to this concert coming up Monday, September 18th at Coleman High School Auditorium. Hey, and not that, you know, I'm a graduate of Coleman High School, but look, we do have a pretty kicking auditorium over there.
We do. We do. Renovated. It's really nice. Great acoustics. But I do want to encourage people, if you think that Southern Gospel or Gospel Bluegrass is not your cup of tea, I encourage you to give it a try. Some people were a little skeptical the first year, and they came last year, and they're telling all of their friends about it, and they're going to be there Monday evening. So I promise you, you will have a great evening of entertainment. Be inspired. You'll laugh a lot. And plus, you may even get a really cool door prize.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. You start listening to that gospel music and Jesus gets a hold of you, it's always going to be a good time.
It is. It is. I love it. You will laugh. You will have a really, really good time. So it is all for a great cause.
Awesome. Jolanda, thank you for being on the Big D Radio Show. Coming up next, Rachel Bryant with Karma in Coleman. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you very much.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
You ready? You okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
saw you stretched out in room 1009 with a smile on your face and the tears right in your eye. Could not seem to get a line on you, my sweet honey love.
Hello, this is Steve James with the Big D Radio Show, and I'm a co-host here with the man. We have a special guest tonight named Rachel Bryant from Karma in Coleman, and I know a little bit through a friend about what you're doing, and I have to say that I'm very interested to know how this community can help you with this thing that's coming up, because people care about this. You know, most families have been touched by the things that you're talking about.
When I first started, I didn't realize just how many families have been touched. But when I, when I started going from business to business, every time I talked to a cashier or a secretary or a clerk, someone they knew, a loved one, had passed this way. So I realized very quickly that it's a bigger problem than I even realized when I started.
So now we are talking about the suicide awareness walk coming this Saturday at Depot Park. So.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just very interested about, I know that when missions start, mm-hmm. you know, there's some visionary, there's some person that's touched intimately, and then they take it and run with it. And I know that's something that you're doing. So I feel like focusing on how people who are affected mm-hmm. can reach out and be a part of what you're doing.
Okay. Saturday is a little bit for everyone. We're going to have people who have been have lost loved ones. Our community has lost nearly 22 people this year, and we're not done. We still got a few more months, and that's a high number for such a small community. We had our shirts done up with By Creative Design, and they did an awesome job. And instead of putting sponsors and everything on our shirts, we chose to put loved ones' names that have passed. And we had a cutoff date, and at that cutoff date, we had 71 names. Mm. And had we not had a cutoff date, I have no doubt we would have went over 100.
Wow.
And that's a lot of names for what we're doing.
It is.
The goal is to not have 72. Next year.
Exactly.
And it's also about, for me, I suffer from depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. It's an ongoing battle. So Saturday, we're going to have mental health, the sanctuary, different places are going to be there. So the people who are fighting, and it's a battle. You fight daily. And there's going to be help there to let people know how to get it. And some people may be fighting in silence. And this is a way for them to be able to reach out.
Exactly. And, you know, I know a lot of people that has, you know, the suicidal thoughts. I believe a lot of times they don't want to reach out to anybody.
Right.
You know, and to me, that's the number one thing, is to reach out, because there's people that care every single day for you.
Right. Well, there's a stigma that comes with mental illness. For many, many years, we were told to, you know, there's something wrong with you. You need to, you know, you're not right. People with mental illness were sent away from their families for so many decades to the point, and that still happens in a lot. And it even happened earlier today when people that are not educated.
Exactly.
Judge you still. And that keeps people from coming to help. Because people don't know how someone's going to react, and they're afraid.
Right.
And that's the point of Saturday, is to let them know they're not alone, and
excellent.
That there's other people in the community that care.
So is there anything else going on with the walk this Saturday?
There's a lot going on. I can never say all this. Scott Patterson with Chef's Choice Family Foods is going to be there. We're having free hot dogs, but he's going to be there, and all the money he raises goes to our cause. It's going to be like a grilled chicken sandwich, chips, a liter drink, and for $5. Great deal. We're going to have free flu shots from Walgreens. Life South will be there for a blood drive. For the kids, we're going to have Poppy and Branch from the Trolls. I have not watched that yet, but they look really cute. The Coleman High School Chamber Choir is going to be there to perform. Fairview High School FFA String Band is going to be there performing in honor of Nate Spicer, who passed away earlier this year. We're going to have the rock painting thing, a face painting, a balloon rallies. We had sponsorship from Addison Veterinarian Clinic, the Sanctuary, Heritage Pharmacy, Pepsi, and very special people that they would not let me name them, but thank you to them.
That's awesome. Well, you've got a full day ahead. Look, it is. Look, all you need, because look, you know, I kind of missed the guy. We had Spider-Man, you know, at Battle of the Bands back in April. Look,
Spider-Man. Spider-Man can get off work. He's busy saving the world.
Really?
Yes, he's busy saving the world.
He's shooting his net, jumping from building to building. We loved Spidey.
Yeah, he couldn't get off work. He was busy saving the world.
Yeah, we'll get Spidey next time.
Yeah.
And look, don't forget, Rachel does have Karma and Coleman Facebook page, so if you want to help out, located over on 157 by the Jet Pep. So if you have some any goods that you can drop over there, clothes.
Oh, that doesn't remind me. I'm sorry. We are doing a special drop-off for hurricane relief efforts for Texas.
Excellent.
And I'm praying that it's not going to have to be moved to Florida or Georgia.
Exactly. Well, Rachel, as always, thank you for being on the Big D Radio Show. You know that you are welcome any day that you ever want to come in here.
Thank you.
We love you so much, and we appreciate what you do for Coleman.
Thank you.
Rachel Bryant, Karma in Coleman. It'll be Suicide Awareness Walk this Saturday at Depot Park. Make sure you attend. A lot of great things going on. Coming up next, Christopher Greer, our weekly musician, is going to be in here, and he's going to sing about two songs for us. We're going to have a good time. Next week, Christopher Greer will be hosting the Big D Radio Show. And so, you have to tune in to see all, you know, who he's going to bring in. There's no telling. Look, he may bring Kiss in here. I don't know. Too bad I won't be here. I'll be at the beach relaxing. But I will be listening to him, though. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show along with Steve James, co-host. We'll be back in just a moment.
Could not sing to get a line on you. My sweet honey love.
Time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Our regular musician, Mr. Christopher Greer. Now, don't forget, next week, he is the host of the Big D Radio Show.
That's right. I am looking forward to it. I've got some people coming in. I will be telling you who it is after the show. We're going to do things a little bit different next week. I think we're just going to do a little roundtable discussion, all maybe right. A little bit of picking, a little bit of music. So it should be a good time.
Well, we will be on our cell phones, and we'll be listening.
Please live stream.
Yeah, live stream, please.
We will.
Good, so we can watch.
We will.
That'll be awesome. So we're kind of pushed for time, so I have asked for two different songs, and you told me you was going to bring it, so I'm ready.
Okay, you want them both?
I want them both.
Okay. I want to start with this one.
Here you go, Coleman. This is Christopher Greer.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Ooh, I can only imagine surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Ooh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah or be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Ooh, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Ooh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Ooh, I can only imagine.
Goodness gracious, man. You got me fired up. I'm over here praising Jesus. Let me tell you something. Awesome. We got some Jesus in the room tonight.
You know what? That's a good thing. That's always a good thing.
That was excellent. Steve, does that song just fire you up?
Well, it makes me get lost, you know?
It does. Yeah. You just get caught in the moment every time. Listen, so here's the deal. Let everybody know. Whenever I play that song on my phone, I always play it twice because once is not enough.
Yeah.
I swear I play it twice. Every time.
Might be my all-time favorite gospel song.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not, boy, it's really close.
Man, that just fires me up. All right, so look, I know we're pushed for time, but you've been working on this one for a long time. And, of course, by one of my favorite artists, you know, the guy just had so much talent, and he died way too young. So
yeah. I'm going to give this one my own spin. I hope you like it. This is Careless Whisper. Hand and lead you to the dance floor. As the music dies, something in your eyes calls to mind the silver screen and you said goodbyes. Never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know I'm not a fool, no. Should've known better than cheat a friend. Waste this chance that I've been given. Though I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with you. No, no, no. Heart and mind, ignorance is kind. No comfort in the truth, pain's all you find. Never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool, no, no, no. Should've known better than treat a friend. Waste this chance that I've been given. No, I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with you. No, 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 no. Not the music seems so loud. I wish that we could lose this crowd. And maybe it's better this way. We hurt each other with the things we say. Could have been so good together. Could have made this dance forever. Now who's gonna dance with me? Oh, won't you please stay? No, I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend. When I lied to you, no. Should've known better than treat a friend. Waste this chance that I've been given. No, I'm never gonna dance again. Where I dance with you, no, no. No, no, no.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Thank you.
So we're going to go ahead and first I want to thank
thank him for letting us go over for a few minutes here on the Big D Radio Show. Next week on Understanding the Law, Big D and Danielle will not be in, but Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings will be hosting his own show, and of course we're bringing some politicians in. Tommy Battles, the mayor of Huntsville, will be in, and we're talking about his run for political office in the state of Alabama. Next Thursday on the Big D Radio Show, Christopher Greer will be hosting it. We have, you know, we could only think of one person to host the show, and that was Christopher Greer. We know he's going to do a great job, and we're fired up to see what he's got in store for us.
And you relax at the beach.
Oh, I am. Trust me.
Have a good time.
Trust me, I am. We're actually shout out. We're going to go to an Angel's Touch and tomorrow morning and get a 1 hour massage, and we're going to kick back the rest of the day and pack bags. And then we're heading to Tuscaloosa Saturday morning to watch the Crimson Tide take on Fresno State. And as soon as we leave there, we're hitting the interstate, and we are going to Fort Morgan, Alabama. So,
man, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we're going to hang out there for a week and eat shrimp and seafood and put my toes in the sand and maybe have a glass of milk or something. It's going to be a great time. But we just thank you so much for hosting.
Thank you for having me.
Hosting the show next week.
Thank you for giving me that chance.
I hope you have a blast.
Oh, I intend to.
So pretty soon you'll probably have the Christopher Greer radio show going on.
We'll talk about that when you get back from the beach.
So, Lucky, if you want to, if you'll lead us out in prayer.
I would love to. God, we thank you for all the blessings you've given to us today. Lord, we lift you up. We give you praise. We ask that you protect Big D and Danielle as they travel. God, watch over them. We pray for the people in Houston. We pray for the people in South Florida. Lord, protect them. Keep your hand upon them. God, we know that you can do all things, and all things are possible through you. And we praise you, and we thank you for the sacrifice you made for us on Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, Melissa, for letting us hang out just for a few extra minutes. We had a lot of guests in. And of course, we would like to say God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Disapproval, I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes, she tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to beware. Yeah.